You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello, this is Andy H.
And Jeff G.
From the Neon Company. And when we're not looking out on the neon world from neon towers with our alter egos Johnny Decibel
and Jeff Garnier,
we are listening to Electrical Language.
I'm Garble Kovacs, as you know, and recording on Saturday the 25th of October 2008. This is Electrical Language number 145. Now, I'm going to start off this week with two songs that I found in my inbox this morning, so completely changed the plans I've worked out yesterday. And the first one comes from Australia, then we're going to go on to Iceland, and in the course of the podcast we'll hit many parts of the world, ending up in the United Kingdom. So speak to you later.
Space.
Yes, as I said, those first two songs both came into my inbox today. I gave them a listen and thought, yep, I'm going to change the plans and just get them straight into the podcast. So what were they? The first one of these was by City of Satellites, a band from Australia, and the song was called Moon in the Sea. Just call up the page. City of Satellites, a band of two people from two Australian cities. Jared Manuel lives in Adelaide and contributes vocals, guitars and synthesizers. Now, I'll have to pronounce this one carefully. Thomas Tiako Michalis lives in Sydney, and he plays drums, synthesizers, and programming. And Thomas and Jared initially began writing music inspired by the shoegazer, stoner, and grunge heroes of their high school years. But over time, the influence of 80s music of their even earlier formative years became more pronounced and more deeply explored. And I think you could get elements of both in that song. That comes courtesy of Hidden Shoal Recordings, and many thanks to Cam Merton from Hidden Shoal Recordings for sending that through to me. I shall have to make sure that I put a link to Hidden Shoal in the show notes at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. Secondly, you probably recognised Rudin, an old friend of the podcast, and many congratulations, by the way, to Rudin, who about 3 weeks ago became a father for the second time. Within the last 3 weeks he became a father for the second time, so many congratulations to that young man, Rudin. Now, the song he sent me was called I Need a Vacation, and it is a collaboration between Rudin and an Icelandic singer named Heida or Vinsla something or other. Maybe I haven't got that bit right, but she's definitely called Heida. She has fronted a few bands and is well known on the Icelandic music scene. She was in the band Unun, or is it Anun, and is now in Helvar. And again, I'll put the links up. Now, that is the final mix, I'm told. The fully mixed and mastered radio edit of I Need a Vacation. The song is the first song from Rudin's third album, and he is trying very hard to push those songs out to Icelandic radio stations. But I enjoy it. You know, it's recognisably Rudin. Heida's vocals certainly add something to it, and the song works well, and that definitely had to go straight into the podcast. Now, next, third song in that lot, in case you didn't work it out, was called She Ain't Me, and it's by Carrie Rodriguez, who is from the USA. Let's see if I can be more specific. She's from Brooklyn in the USA, and that one comes to me courtesy of Aerial Publicity. Apparently she's played a lot of duets with all sorts of people. She plays a mean fiddle. She records songs with a pleasing folksy twang. And I just really like that song. And felt that I needed to bring it to you.
The Electrical Language Podcast. Sometimes you hear me when our frequencies meet.
Sorry, I had to pause there because I didn't know what song I was going to play next. I did know that I was going to play a song by Ships, and they are a band from Seattle in Washington State in the US of A. Let me tell you who they are. They are Laurie Kay on bass and Hamid Dulcimer, Jacob H, vocals, guitar, and noise. I can play noise. Shane on keyboard, noise, more noise, and claps. And Garrett on drums and more noise. Actually, Laurie's the only one who doesn't provide noise. She plays plays bass and hammered dulcimer. And what made me think Laurie might be a female name? I really can't tell actually from anything I'm looking at here. Anyway, so that's Ships. They're from Seattle in the United States. You can find them at myspace.com. /ships are loud, SHIPSARELOUD. And well, they've got some great music out there, and just have a listen to this one, the one I selected in the end out of the three tracks they sent me. This one is called Can't Win. I really enjoy it. Anyway, here goes, Ships and Can't Win.
Thank you.
So there, having talked over that piece at the introduction, the opening of that that song "Can't Win" by Ships, I felt I couldn't do the same talk over it as it ended. And I'm wondering, was that the hammered dulcimer? If so, very enjoyable, and it's played by Laurie, who, looking at the photos on the MySpace page, does look rather female. And anyway, if that was the hammered dulcimer, I'm sure that's rather better as a percussion instrument than the glockenspiel that some of my podcasting friends seem to refer to. Now we're going to move on. We're going to cross the Atlantic, returning home to the United Kingdom, Wakefield in West Yorkshire to be precise. And you heard at the beginning of the podcast, you heard from Johnny Decibel and Jeff G of the Neon Company. Other members of the band are Billy and Connie of the Norwegian Neonette. You may have heard them introducing one of their songs right at the beginning of the second of the two Electrical Language number 100 podcasts. Go back and listen to that if you like. I love their Yorkshire accents. Now, the Neon Company, one of the things that sort of brought us together, as it were, is that, as you may know, Electrical Language takes its name from a song of that name by Bebop Deluxe, going back to about 1978, I believe. And the Neon guys are fans of Bebop Deluxe. They come from the same town as Bill Nelson of Bebop Deluxe, and Johnny Decibel likes to play a Yamaha SG2000 electric guitar, which is what Mr. Nelson himself used to play when in his pomp as a guitar hero back in the 70s. And now, they sent me a song a few weeks ago. This one I've had for about 3.5 weeks, nearly 4 weeks. They're in the studios, on and off, recording an album, which is good. They're building up a flood of Neon tunes, and the first of the batch to be finished and mastered is this one, which is called No Breaks. It's a memorable, dancey song about the terrifying nature of time, life, and its brevity. And there we are. They tell us they've been doing some acoustic gigs, and Jeff and Johnny are also squeezing together a side project, Ghosts in the Neon Desert. And unless Norway calls again, which I'm told it now has, they'll all be plugging in the kit and taking their neon world around West Yorkshire, hopefully before year's end. So if you're from West Yorkshire, you'll get a chance to catch them, no doubt, in some pub or something. But anyway, this is No Breaks. Johnny Decibel tells me he wasn't sure about the disco beat, but I think it's really good. So anyway, No Breaks, the Neon Company. We'll be right back. Okay, and after No Brakes, which in case you didn't work it out is B-R-A-K-E-S, as in what you have on your car, by the Neon Company, you heard If the Sun Could Speak by Civilian, who are from West Sussex, which is next county along from me in Hampshire here in the United Kingdom. Now, I'm going to tell you more about Civilian a bit later on because they're playing the last song in today's Electrical Language. Last week I said a couple of things. I talked about the length of the podcast and I talked about MySpace, and for some reason that prompted rather more responses than I usually get. So thank you everyone, including the couple of new listeners who popped their heads up over the parapet. Well, I don't know if you're new listeners, but people who told me that they've been listening to Electrical Language and told me who they are and what brought them to the podcast and so on. So if you're someone else who's been listening to the podcast for a while and haven't let me know, do feel free to send me an email, which is the email's on the website, but it is lectriclingo@gmail.com. Electric Lingo seemed a clever idea when I set it up, but I'm not so sure now. Anyway, send me an email, tell me about yourself, tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, tell me how you came to listen to the podcast and so on. I thought I'd tell you about a couple of things that happened to me yesterday. I've had a really, really busy week at work. Suddenly things have got very, very hectic, and this coming up week I'm taking off. Jess and Rich are on half term and I'm having a holiday, you know, partly childcare, partly do some fun things with them. Caroline, of course, is still at university where she's doing a maths degree, and Portsmouth University does not have half-term breaks. So anyway, I've been very, very busy and was in quite late last night, Friday night. I left the office at 7 and I thought I was the last person in the office, and I was on the way to the car park, patting my pockets, no keys. No office key, no house key, no car keys. I'd left them on my desk in the office. And I work 29 miles from home. Not a good idea. I phoned Caroline and said, I think we've got a problem here. And she was all geared up to... because she was at her father's, because we go to her father's, but I'll come back to that in a minute. So she was all geared up to pack the kids up, drive home, pick up my spare car keys, then drive the 29 miles up to come and meet me. And I wasn't really looking forward to that on a dark Friday night. But I went back to the office, pressed on the doorbell, you know, gave it 3 really, really long blasts, just in case there was anyone in there. I'm sure there wasn't. Blow me if one of my colleagues hadn't just popped in for something, which is most unusual, absolutely, you know, just unheard of, unexpected. And who was able to let me in, this gentleman who actually lives not far, and he's a lovely guy, but he... does sometimes work these very odd and irregular hours, and he decided just to go in and do a couple of hours on a Friday night. So he let me in, and I was able to get my keys and drive home. So, well, in fact, I didn't drive home. I went off to Caroline's father's, where where I had supper, probably an hour or so after everyone else had done. And then driving home last night, Jess in my car, which was Caroline in hers. There came a point where, you know, Caroline had been probably about half a mile ahead of me, and then suddenly she was there right in front of my car. I couldn't work out why, and then she moved on and I started speeding up, and then this deer just ran out onto the road in front of us, and it was beautiful. It was a full-grown deer, antlers, the works, and obviously dazzled by the headlights being on full beam, and I didn't think to lower them off full beam or turn it off so we could watch, but it was confused, didn't know what to do, and just sort of running around on the road, and then eventually darted off into the woods. But that was fantastic. So that's what I've been up to, and if that causes you to respond, then please do. And anyway, Civilian, yes, what can I tell you about them? They're from West Sussex, I told you that. They are 4 or 5 guys. I'm sure there's 5 of them in the band photos. Adam Mosley, vocals and percussion, lead guitarist Dan Kohlberg, rhythm guitar Julian Reather, bass guitar Adam Berg Russell, and drums Dan Smith. Their main influences are The Verve, The Stone Roses, Oasis, The Music, and The Stereophonics. I think you could probably tell that, couldn't you, from their style of music. And they're a group of four friends who didn't know what to do or what they could achieve until they formed a band. The lead singer tells the lead guitarist of how amazing it would be to become one of the best British bands in the world. Other friends are asked, and they join in and they get going. Anyway, you can find Civilian at myspace.com/civilianbanduk, and there you can hear more of their music. They've got an album out, When Was It Anything Else, that was out on the 29th of September 2008 through all good record shops, online retailers, etc, etc. I'm going to play out with another song by Civilian, and now what did I say it was going to be? This is called Leave It All Behind, and I really enjoy actually the last minute and a half of this track. The first bit, not quite as good as that first song, If the Sun Could Speak, but the last minute and a half of this song just helps, I think, between these two songs, show this band's potential. Anyway, that's it from me for another week. Hopefully I shall be back next week, and I may tell you about what the kids and I have got up to. So that's it, Civilian, and Leave It All Behind.
Black skies, white lies, and cheap shots in their minds. And like I said, I've seen it all before. So let's leave it all behind.
So there we are, end of Electrical Language number 145, and many thanks to the artists who've let me play their music. This week they've been City of Satellites from Australia, Rudin and Haida from Iceland, Carrie Rodriguez from the US, Ships from the US, Neon Company from England, and also Civilian from England. If you liked any of their music, check out their websites and say hello to them and buy something if you've liked it that much. As always, thank you very much for downloading and listening to Electrical Language number 145. Goodbye.